Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Not today, thank you.
Hello. Oh, gosh, this has been lovely. It's been so nice to get back on the saddle and to hear from people I haven't heard from for some time. Thanks to everybody who got in touch. I will come on to your emails directly. But first, it's a funny process, sort of slowly building the muscles up again. I've got notes on my phone and stuff. And I was thinking about Rishi Sunak and trying to do his voice, and I find it keeps turning into Jerry Lewis and the ow and the hurting and the, oh boy. I feel like that might just be me. I'm also dying to have a go at James Cleverly.
Oh, I'm really clever. I'm immense. I'm not called Cleverly for nothing. Look, I'm not having that.
He's sort of fun to do, but nothing's really coagulating. What you have to bear with me, you know, it's just like rehabilitation and physiotherapy, and no one does the exercises. They say they do, but they don't. I said I did. I didn't. I got frozen shoulder again earlier this year, so I'm sort of trying to find my feet. What you're going to get in today's show is some fairly insipid observational comedy about IKEA, ladies and gentlemen. Fresh, fresh. But I think it's a new take. It's probably not a new take. You're probably telling me, yeah, Michael McIntyre did that 15 years ago. Well, it was fresh to me. I've been to IKEA 4 times in a week. Do I mean that? No, I don't. 3 times. Felt like 4. It was fun. I kind of enjoy an IKEA run. You know, bought some candles, did all the things. And suddenly realised the business strategy that's at play there.
Hello, guys, and here we are in Sweden.
We all talk in a Swedish accent.
That's right.
And this is either going to be a sketch about Rywita, Woolworths, or IKEA.
The wonderful everyday.
Amen. So, yes, guys, let's look at our continuing market strategy for IKEA. First of all, the new slogan, The Wonderful Everyday, is really working well. But, Mr. Carlson, does it not establish wildly unrealistic expectations for the customer?
Yes, Mr. Ericsson, that's right.
Mr. Carlson, why would we want to do that?
All in good time, Mr. Ericsson.
So, when we look at the customer experience, we really think that it's on target. We have raised the ambient temperature in store by nearly 2 degrees, made the walkways more cramped, and signage more confusing.
Mr. Carlson, that seems like a bad...
Shut up, Mr. Ericsson.
Sorry, Mr. Carlson.
Also, we have pioneered a new fabric, which we have found to be wildly attractive to women, but revolting for the men.
Final warning, Mr. Ericsson.
Then, working across the population, we find that these colors test very well with people who like football, but these ones are more popular with people who like to watch costume dramas.
Are you gender typing, Mr. Carlson?
I warned him.
The wonderful every day.
Amen. So, with the expectation of the wonderful, with the heat, the claustrophobia, the queue for meatballs, the divisive products, what will happen to the average married couple spending 2 hours in IKEA? Come on, don't be frightened.
Sir, Mr. Ericsson is twitching.
The rug is washable. Come on, what happens?
They get divorced?
Well done, Mr. Gustafsson. They get divorced. And then what happens?
They come back to our store to buy a second set of furniture for the second flat.
Now do you see the strategy? Thank you, everyone. And how nice to be able to do a funny foreign accent to get away with it.
It's wonderful every day.
Amen.
Yeah. On that note, that is not why I was in IKEA, by the way. However, Catherine has emailed. It's jakecapmusic@gmail.com. because it's all changed, to say, you read my previous podcast. You can't just say you're living with your parents again and not say why. What happened to moving to France? Good question. I mean, good questions. I mean, I put it out there, didn't I? Well, then. I used to scoff at the term conscious uncoupling, and then I did it. It's weirdly good. In some ways, it's my proudest achievement. I mean, anyone can have a kid, can't they? That's easy. But doing a successful renegotiation of your relationship with a co-parent amicably and lovingly, actually, is quite a thing. And I cannot sing the praises of Kim highly enough. She has been incredible. Heroically incredible. Lucky me. I could maybe tell you more about it, but it's been a very long, slow process. And actually, it's an amazingly good process. Although it does make it hard to record a podcast with my parents listening to TV at the volume they listen to it at. Well, that comes with age, doesn't it? Also, Catherine says, how did you celebrate turning 50? Sort of two people in the crowd were a bit poorly. So I had some sushi and I had a very beautiful cake baked for me. I don't like to brag about it, but by the famous Molly Elwood off of Elwood's Dog Meat. And no, before you ask, she did not use dog fat in the cake. But it was great. It was very lovely. And I had a good time. I also celebrated 30 years anniversary. Well, I told you all that. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Catherine says, because I was asking, what's your news from the summer? She says, I have nothing interesting to report from the summer because of the global shortage of ADHD medication, which meant my son wouldn't leave the house. Oh, Catherine. Wow, that sounds tough. Anyway, thank you very much for getting in touch. And thank you for sharing. That's brave of you. We're all being very brave, aren't we? You don't have to be brave. You can just say hi and muck about. David says, hello, the reappearance of a little bird. I've gone back into IKEA talk. It was a pleasant surprise this morning. Well, I'm glad to hear it. In terms of what I would like to hear on your podcast. Yes, I sort of said, what do you want? I want to do it. But I just need a brief, really. He said, I'd like to hear about the building of your music. Perhaps you could talk through the building of some of your music, like the Excellent Song Exploder podcast. That sounds interesting. I don't know that one. He says, I also liked your excitable, very political guest, Mick Wright, although I couldn't cope with the size of his posts when I subscribed to him for a while. He's very prolific. I think he's calmed down a little bit. If you want to hop back on that, I do recommend it. It's brokenbottleboy.substack.com. How have I remembered that over 2 years? Sorry to hear things are a bit slumped for you at the moment. A bit? Yeah, they are. It's fine. I'm a contributor at Wolverhampton's community radio station, which now has quite a few ex-commercial radio presenters. It's a tough time for radio, I think. Hope things improve for you. Maybe just one or perhaps two pods a week. Best wishes, David. Yes, and I think that's a good sort of target. It is a tough time for radio. It's a tough time for TV. I heard from somebody who was saying that they knew of quite a reputable TV production company where experienced producers were applying for jobs as a runner. Everything's a proper mess. In any case, David, I've done a thing just for you because I thought, well, I'll have a... Because I asked for your news. How's your summer been? Was it weird? And some of you got in touch, which is really nice. And I thought I should do a news jingle for that. And I had some ideas about what kind to do. And I sort of recorded the process of building up the tune. Some of the audio levels jump about a bit, but I'm going to try and sort that out now. Here you are. This is me building a news theme. Today, I'm going to have a go at doing a kind of... I want to do a news theme, but I want it to be a specific genre of news. I want it to feel like a 1960s, maybe 70s news theme. I'm thinking of John Craven's News Round, which was Johnny One Note, I think performed by Ted Heath. And there's another theme tune, which I think it's a sports one. But I can't remember. I can't remember what it is. It's the one that goes ding 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 ding, and it ends going. You know that one? Anyway, they were both absolute bops, and I want to have a go at those. So rather than doing a sound alike, I do want to just kind of try and capture the feel of that. So I'm just going to muck about, really. My first thoughts are it's probably a fairly small ensemble, because it was, you're looking at an era where really big orchestras and stuff, it still happened, but increasingly it was becoming a bit more down and dirty. Film soundtracks from the 60s, suddenly it was like vibraphone and a trio, you know, sort of piano, drums, bass, maybe one or two brass or woodwind instruments. But everything got slimmed down. Budgets were cut. Daddy-o. So I think whatever I do, it's going to be a fairly small ensemble. And I'm going to start with something small. I think I'm going to start with xylophone. That was the point at which I had to fulfill my other commitments for the day. But here we are. Some hours later, and I've had a go. I landed on just, it's not even a riff, it's nothing at all. It's just some xylophone. This is an absolute lift from the Johnny One Note. I mean, it's not, but it's the same principle. I thought I would reinforce that, because xylophones are so staccato. With a bit of pizzicato. And I put some compression on that to let it punch through properly. And then I built up a percussion ensemble under that, because it was the 60s and everyone had bongos, right? So then, well, it is something meaningful as a sort of not tune exactly, but anything at all. So I got these big band samples, which are really useful and have a kind of a good 60s feel. And with a lot of this, I took a lot of the reverb off. So a lot of them come with a lot of reverb, you know, like echo, kind of washy sound like you'd get in a hall. I took a lot of that off, because in the 60s they were recording in little studios. They weren't recording in big grand halls. And then I felt like I needed something that felt like a mute guitar kind of sound, something like that. And I found this nice 70s Clavinova, I think. And then I reinforced that with a really nice, it's a one chord piano. So most pianos, most notes have, I think, three strings. So when you play the key, it sounds three different strings, which gives a big fat sound. I didn't want that. I wanted a thin sound, quite a jangly hard sound. And there's a great sample called Una Corda. Somebody built a piano where it's just one string per note. And what's great is that you can actually alter the characteristics of it. So I brightened the strings and made it crisper and harder, because it's the 60s and it's the news. So so that was it, more or less. I added some trombones, because you just need trombones kicking off, particularly in the bass notes. We'll be right back. which is great. But then you want to start thinking about the way they mastered music in the sort of 60s and 70s. You want to think about what this piece of music would have gone through. And the answer is an absolute massacre. I remember when I worked at Radio 2, way back in the 90s, we used to use Jimmy Young's theme tune. But everything was still on analog tape. A lot of it had been dubbed onto CART, which was inferior quality, and then dubbed back again. Like, it was generations on generations of dubs of this piece of music. And what that meant was it had sort of decayed, as in the sound had decayed. You know, you remember when you did tape-to-tape cassettes, you know, the new dub was sometimes just a little bit kind of softer and woollier. You know, there was a little bit more noise on it. And so then people would kind of artificially brighten it. So they turn up the treble on it a bit to try and boost it back up. But of course, it's not as good. And it's had lots of compression. So have a listen. I'll slowly drop in the compression, the EQ. I put in an exciter and a limiter because, God, I needed it. And you can have a listen and see what you think. So drop it in. I can tell you that if you looked at the waveform of that, it would just be a wall, just a block of sound. It's completely fat and filled out. I might tweak a little bit more before I finish it because that may be overkill. But I kind of love that fat, horrid sound. Music aficionados hate that stuff, but I think it's brilliant. It's fun. And I think that'll do. It's just a pinch hit. There you go. Hope you enjoyed the process. So here it is. It's your news from the last summer. Neil has been in touch. Hello, Neil. He says, hey, Jake and the Yapsterons. That's his word, not mine. He says, welcome home. Nice to hear from you. So much has happened since you were last here. That lad down the street is now in remand. The old woman at number 42 has taken in a lodger. Mm-hmm. Him at 17 has been found out about his affair, but his wife was with the postman anyway. The old man at 25 now has his niece living with him. Pretty girl, doesn't look like him though. The couple at 37, what is this 1960s coming out? I had no idea the jingle was so on point. The couple at 37 was arrested for public fornicating, so we can all finally have a barbecue outdoors again. Gladys from number 11 was on bargain hunt and came away with a record-breaking £27.50 profit. That's very impressive. Oh, bargain hunt. There's a theme tune. And I finally had my problems sorted out. Isn't modern medicine amazing? They just numb you and cut them off nowadays. Glad you're back. Much love, Neil. Glad you're here, Neil. Very glad to hear it. Neil has, he's a brave soldier. That's all we need to say about Neil. This juncture, I would say. And Hannah says, well, hello there. Hello, Hannah. And happy belated birthday. Would you believe I was driving past Gloucester Services just as you were talking about your experience with a vegan Chelsea bun you purchased there? I mean, what? That's one of the things that statistically, if I was like Chris Evans back when I did the breakfast show on Radio 2, statistically, someone would have been listening and passing it. But the fact that you were, that's like a 1 in 7 chance. I mean, as in, what's amazing. You know what? Ever so lovely to have you back with the pod. My request is for just a little light relief in these somewhat dark days. Take care. Hannah. Yeah, they are dark days, aren't they? Very dark days. I think I got something else. Pat sent me something on Facebook, but I can't repeat it here. He got Captain Jean-Luc Picard, to swear at him, which was very impressive and took him an inordinately long time. He chopped up bits of an audiobook. If you want to chop up bits of an audiobook to make famous people swear, do get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. I think, though, for now, that's it. I hope you've enjoyed it. There's various things I want to sort of throw in the mix. What I want is for this to be a slightly more considered, but perhaps slightly richer listen. You know what I mean? No evidence of that so far, but like I say, I'm getting the muscles back. It's really nice to be back. It's lovely to have you back. Enjoy yourself. The weekend's coming, isn't it? I mean, literally any day of the week, the weekend's coming. That's a glass half full outlook for you. You're welcome. See you soon. It's jgapmusic@gmail.com. Lots of love. Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.